For the draft prospects here in Indy, they have a number of responsibilities. Of course, what they do on the field, like the 40-yard dash, sitting here at the podium talking to the media, and also meeting with the various NFL teams. But that's not the only thing that happens here in Indy. There's a lot of football business taking place. I had a chance to find out a little bit more about that from ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Well, Missy, that's what this week is about, basically. In addition to the Underwear Olympics on the field, you've got every front office, every coaching staff, every agent all gathered here 2 weeks before the start of the NFL new year. And everybody wants to talk contracts, restructuring them, creating them, trades, comings, goings. That's, to me, the combine is the on-field drills, but it's really the unofficial start of the offseason in the NFL. And it signifies what's going to be a very hectic month ahead for everybody involved. And the teams right now are busy making plans and seeing what they can and can't do here in the coming weeks. This is my 25th combine. I've been coming to the combine since the early 1990s, and it was one of the great secrets that there was so much business that was done here in the past. I think a lot of people didn't realize it. And I go back to the early 1990s, and I was one of about 7 or 8 reporters who were here. Now, this year, there'll be, what, 1,500, 2,000?
Right.
Every team brings its own team of reporters, i.e. the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that was not the case back in the day. So, yeah, it's always been a hotbed of activity. It's always been the start of the offseason. It's always been the nerve center of the football universe and what goes on in the offseason. But now I guess some people are aware of it.
We know the Steelers are never huge players in free agency, but do you see them doing something this year perhaps because of the need?
Yeah, huge. Trying to keep Le'Veon Bell. And that obviously is going to be a priority for this organization. And once you do that, if you can do that, that's going to give up a lot of cap dollars as well. So, look, they're paying Antonio Brown. They're paying Ben Roethlisberger. They want to pay Le'Veon Bell. There's only so much you can do. So it's not as if Pittsburgh's going to jump into the market and go sign an Ndamukong Suh type of player. That's not the Steeler way. I think Pittsburgh has been very good at keeping its own players and paying them.